it's kind of tough to be out on the road, be out alone, going and doing tours. It can be expensive for everybody involved. But if you get everybody to kind of team up, it becomes much more lively and everyone has a lot more fun. And that's what this tour has done with the Fierce Reads Tour, which is featuring four authors, all young adult. And they're going to be at Little Shop of Stories on Thursday. They're going to be in at Avid Bookstores in Athens on Wednesday as well, the day before. And they've really run the gamut with the four of them. There's Morgan Mattson with Since You've Been Gone, which is a great story about Emily and her best friend Sloane. Emily's kind of a quiet girl and very reserved, and Sloane really helps her break out of her shell. And then just as summer vacation is starting, Sloane disappears. But she leaves Emily with a list of 13 daring things she needs to do over the summer.
Oh, wow.
If she wants to see her again.
Heavy dose of mystery.
It's a fun, lively young romance read. And Anna Banks is finishing off the Sirena series with her book of Neptune, which takes place in the world of mermaids that are interacting with humans. Imagine a little Daryl Hannah, Tom Hanks going back a generation or two here.
Right, more of that than Disney, Little Mermaid.
Yeah, exactly. So that kind of tracks half human, half Sirena, Emma, and Sirena Love, Galen. That's a lot of fun. And we have Marie Rutkowski with The Winter's Curse, which is a kind of one of those harrowing dystopic young adult novels in the spirit of Hunger Games.
Sort of angst-ridden, heady stuff.
Yes, what they call high concept. And then Lindsay Smith is going to be reading from her book Secret, that's S-E-K-R-E-T, which is set in Soviet Russia. So this one's a little bit political. Are quite a bit political. In fact, she's captured by the KGB and is forced to work as a psychic spy. So these four authors, they'll be reading together and talking and probably telling a couple jokes. And they're
having a good time.
Having a good time,
one way
I'm
or
sure.
the other.
And again, they're going to be in downtown Decatur at Little Shop of Stories on Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Our next author we're talking about visiting Atlanta this week has a central character who has what I see as a great idea, one that I've toyed around with a little bit in my life, and that's leaving my hard scrabble childhood behind and moving to Charleston.
I think there's something to it, although, you know, you left your hard scrabble childhood behind and moved to Atlanta.
Well, I did do that, yeah. Charleston is one of those cities that is still unexplored in my book, so it has a little mystique.
Well, it does have a mystique, which is why Beth Hoffman wrote about it in her new book, Looking for Me. She's probably best known for Saving CeCe Honeycutt, which was a big hunk of New York Times bestseller a few years ago.
Small change.
And Looking for Me follows Theodora Teddy Overman, who's a 30-something antique restorer. And she moves to Charleston, and her main gig is turning people's discarded trash into restored works of art, restored treasures. But she finds that her brother, who had disappeared and been assumed dead years before, may in fact still be alive. She finds herself heading back home to see if she can find him. And it sends her on this voyage of essentially restoring her life, restoring her family in the way that she's always restored these lost treasures. This is one of those classic Southern women digging through the family dirt kind of stories that really take some real talent to get just right. And she's going to be up in Woodstock at Foxtails tomorrow night at 6:30.
Well, it's been a quiet week up in Lake Wobegon. Last week, ice fishing season was in full swing. Up there is up walking around town. About 100 little ice fishing houses out there on the lake. The suburbs of Lake Wobegon, what they call them.
Darren, for decades now, a Saturday evening and these days a Sunday morning, not complete without a visit with Garrison Keillor and his friends on A Prairie Home Companion.
It's nice to be able to sit down and visit with Garrison Keillor, you're right, on your Saturday or Sunday. But this week, we get to visit with him Thursday, and not over the radio. He's actually going to be at the Atlanta History Center talking about his new book called The Keillor Reader. And it's a compendium, a collection of essays, poems, stories, personal memoir, pieces from his monologues from Prairie Home Companion. His book is The Keillor Reader, and he is going to be at the Atlanta History Center on Thursday. Tickets available on their website.